Thank you, Lord. But so, you know, one thing that happened last week, I gave you guys an appetizer, right? About people that persecute you, right? Yeah. You know, they're going to persecute us. The people that persecute us no matter what we do. That was the appetizer last week, because we fine dined last week. Paula, we was fine dining. We had about 5 or 6 course meal. Yeah. Amen. Because, you know, it's holidays, and around the holidays, I love to fine dine. Amen. A table was set all beautiful, like today, you know, beautiful table set. And man, we just, so the appetizer was on people who persecute us no matter what we do. Amen. And the world says, you're damned if you do, and damned if you don't. So it's like we're in a no-win situation in those types of situations. No matter what we do, we're going to be persecuted, right? But it said, the Bible says that when you're in that situation, you should be damn doing. Amen. Don't let them damn you for not doing anything. Amen. I'm going to show you. God gave me, poured out some more revelation on that. I'm going to show you what's going on in the world daily. And just an example of damned if you do, damned if you don't. And that's with this baby mama drama. Amen. And we cause it. Brothers, listen to me. We cause that. Huh? It's not the woman. It's the man. Amen. Because we mess up. We make them angry. You know, we look up at the grass across the street and say, man, that grass look greener. Amen. And before we know it, you know, we done messed up our whole family, the lineage, the whole thing that God has planned for us. We mess it up. Amen. And then now we're broken up. We have not with our family. We're, you know, out there thinking the grass was on the green on the other side and realizing it really wasn't. If we would have just watered our own grass. Amen. But we learned that thing the hard way, right? So now we want to see our children, right? We come to our sense and realize we need to at least see our children. We don't want to just leave them out there. Amen. But she's mad at you. Huh? No matter what you do, it's not going to be enough. Huh? If you pay $5,000 child support, she want $10,000. Ain't going to talk about you. Amen. She going to talk about you. Amen. He don't do nothing for him. Huh? But I need to see him. Then now we in a mess. But she won't let me see him. But he don't do nothing. And you come 1 minute late, oh, no, you can't see him. You can forget that. You gone back home. Huh? Why is all that going on? Because you're damned if you do. In that situation, and that's a lot. I see that all. I'm watching the court shows, and the brother's standing there. He just looks so sincere. Your Honor, I just want to see my babies. I just want to do this for them. I just want to do that for them. And the woman is looking over there like, you can forget that. Huh? She's mad at you. You hurt her. Huh? Like, I'm not getting ready to make that easy for you. Amen? And so that's how that situation looks in the world all the time. Brothers, you can do whatever you can do above and beyond constantly, but you, in that situation, you're going to be damned. Amen? But let me just say this. Since you're going to be damned anyway, be damn doing. I got to give you that. Do it. See your children. Go take that extra mile. Pay that extra money. Do whatever you need to do. Amen. Because you caused it anyway. Amen. So I just wanted to expound on that appetizer that I gave last week. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So the guest pastor, Pastor Dr. Kurt Lee, he brought the full course meal, right? One thing he said was, focus on Jesus and not on this world. Amen. That was a good word. And then he said it was time for us to get in position. Amen. It's time for us as people of God to get in position. Amen. Because he said a very, very, very powerful thing. He said that the gospel had to be preached all over the world. He said it had to be preached, but this is the main thing, and demonstrated. Huh? See, we just don't say it. We have to do it. And that's the best teacher. When we demonstrate what God is doing in our life. Amen. Because he said this thing right here. He said that in the last days, the gospel has to go all throughout the whole world. Right? And then the end will come. Amen. That's where we come in. Because see, the gospel has to be preached throughout the whole world. Everybody got to get a chance. That's the nature of God. He's full of grace and mercy. He don't want one to perish, but he wants everybody to come to repentance, and he wants to give us all a chance. So we, as a body of Christ, the disciples of God, have to get the word out. Amen. We got to go to work. Because it's selfish for us to, we have Jesus, right? We have him. He's blessing us. He's in our lives. Amen. He's making a way out of no way for us daily. And then we see the foolishness going on in the world and what's about to come. And we say, Lord, hurry back. Get us out of here. That's selfish of us. But we feel like that. Why? Because we ready. We ready. Huh? If he popped the sky today, it's all good. We're in a win-win situation. We can't lose. But our family and our friends, and a lot of them, they not ready. Amen. And so we can't be selfish and say, Lord, come on back and destroy this thing so we can go here to our mansion. We can't do that one. We can't have that attitude. Amen. And then he made this statement. I really like this one right here. He said, God is not mad at us. Because sometimes we really think God is mad. We did this. We did that. We did, you know, we didn't quite live right like God wanted us to live at a certain point in time. Or even if we miss it today, we think God is mad at me. This happened or that happened. God is mad at me. But God, that's not true. God is not mad at us. He put it like this, and I liked it. He said, God is madly in love with us. Amen. I love that. That was a big time statement right there. So we had a great time last week. We really did. But this week, it's going to be even greater. Because God just gets stronger and stronger. I love that about him. Huh? It's no limits with God. No boundaries. Huh? No, you can't get high enough in him. You can't get wide enough in him. And I love that about him. He is something else. Amen. So he told me today to talk about Jesus. And he told me to talk about angels. And he told me to talk about man. Isn't that something? So God wants me to talk about Jesus, angels, and man. Amen. So I got a question for you. Y'all ready? I always think I got these quick trick questions going on, right? But these are questions God be posing to me. So I say, oh, that's good, Lord. I'm going to give that. I got to give it to him. Here's the question. Why does God love us so much? That's the question. The man of God last week, what did he say? He said, God is not mad at us. He's madly in love with us. Why? I had to know this. I'm like, Lord, why do you love us like this? Huh? Who are we that you are mindful of us? Isn't that what the song said? Who are we? What is man that you are mindful of him? And that you love us. Amen. What did I say? It's amazing. It really is amazing. And I said earlier, what I said, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So it's not the proof is in the pudding, but the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Amen. So let's eat it. Let's see. Well, how do we know that he loves us? Huh? Because I'm saying he loves us. He loves us. He's madly in love with us. This is a simple scripture that we know. For God so, then what did he do? He gave us his only begotten son. We know he's madly in love with us. Amen. We can prove that easily. But why? Huh? We back to that question. Lord said, he told me why, you know, and it was something else. Because, you know, I was ready to go in a whole nother direction. I be trying to go in a direction, right? And Lord be like, you are my servant. Call for my pastor. And he begin to talk to me. Amen. I'm going to ask you another question. I'm going to give you a hint on the question. Thank you, Lord. Here's another question that's going to be a hint for you. How you feel about yourself? That's the hint. What'd you say, man of God? He said he loves himself. Amen. All right. Is it hard to do that? It's not hard to love yourself. Okay. We're getting there. So he said he loves himself and it's not hard to do it. Same with God. We were made in his. So what is he looking at? Himself. He's madly in love. He's looking at himself when he looks at us. That's why he loves us so much. Huh? He's looking at us and looking at himself. He made us just like him. We look like God. Amen. But what is God? God is a spirit. Amen. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So he wants to see himself how? He wants to see his spirit in you. Huh? That's what completes you. Huh? That's what makes you look like. God cares nothing about flesh. Please know that. He don't care nothing about flesh. He never even wants to see it. He didn't want us to see it. He's a spirit. So when God looks at us, he wants to see his spirit. Amen. Man complete is really how many parts? Three parts, right? We are mind, body, and spirit, right? That's man. Amen? But what is God? Three, two. God the. God the. He wants to see himself, saints. Oh, you got to catch this revelation right here. Because when he was giving it to me, I was rolling on the floor. Oh, Lord. Stop, Lord. Stop. No, I got to give you some more. I'm going to fill you up today. I say, okay, Father. Amen. So God, so we're three parts and God is three parts, right? So I want to parallel those two images. So man is mind, body, and spirit. And God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? So let's compare the mind to the Father. Let's see how that works. So the mind, our mind is controls what? Everything. Our mind controls everything, right? Right? That's why Satan, when he comes at you, he's firing them fiery darts. Where is he firing them at? At your mind. He's trying to get your, he's attacking your mind because that controls everything. Just like when he's attacking the Father. He attacks the Father. Why? Because the Father controls everything. He's the head. Amen. Now let's look at the body. Okay, so we mind, body. So the Father, so the Son is the body, right? Right? He came here in the flesh, right? He took on flesh. He was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word took on flesh and came. That's the body. The Son is the body. Amen. And then the final part we want to parallel is the Spirit. But note, note how that looks when we parallel the two. We are spirit, but God is holy is in front of his spirit. Amen. Holy. Now, what does that mean? Huh? Holy is in front of his spirit because his spirit, holy means set aside, used by God. That's what it means. Huh? Consecrated just for him. And so for you, us to look like him, we have to be holy, set aside, taking our lives. Lord, what would you have me to do today? Lord, what is it that you want your servant to do? Because we're holy. Once we, then that's what completes us. Now we complete. We look like God, totally, in his image and likeness. That's what Jesus comes in. Because when Jesus comes in, when we receive Christ, that's what we get. We get the mind of God, the mind of Christ, huh? We get the body, and we get the Holy Spirit, which leads us into all truth. That's how we get to truth. Amen? Okay, without God's Spirit, you won't receive this truth. Huh? It won't sound right to you. It's foolishness. Huh? But when you got the Spirit of God dwelling, you looking like him, and he's really just speaking to himself, you can receive it with gladness. You're happy to hear it. It's not an offense to you. It's, wow, thank you, Jesus. You want to know this. Amen? So we receive Christ to obtain them all. Now we look like our Father. Amen? That enough talk about man? What was the subject today? Jesus, man, and angels. Okay. So we got man, right? We know why he loves us so much, right? Okay, so now let's talk about angels. Amen. What is their purpose? An angel. Huh? Because God has some awesome angels. Huh? They were encamped around me, and they are encamped around you all as well. As I was studying this angel thing, you know, all this says we all have an angel. We all have an angel assigned to us. Huh? To stop cars from coming at us. And, you know, they do things, give us messengers. God calls them ministering spirits. Amen. An angel is a messenger. Huh? That's the number one. The angel's purpose, number one, he brings you a message. You see how he went to Mary, how Gabriel came there? Look, this is what's about to happen. Them angels come, and it's something else. Guess what? Guess what Lucifer was? An archangel. Huh? High ranked. Amen. He was an angel till he fell. Amen. Because why did he fall? He wanted to be like God. He wanted to be worshiped. We don't worship angels. Hear me, saints. We don't worship them. The Bible says worship only God. Amen. But they're here for us. Amen. Angels are here for us. We have another archangel, Michael. Michael's a bad, he the one got rid of Lucifer. Like, what? You're going to rebel? Worship you? Get out of here. You got to go. Amen. Angels really help us to get to heaven, saints. Again, the Bible calls them ministering spirits and who are sent to us who are heirs of salvation. That's us. Amen. Thank you for angels, Lord. But you know what the Bible says, tells us to do? I'm going to read the scripture to you. Let me read the scripture. It's in Hebrews 13. Because angels can take on human form. Did you know that? An angel can take on a human form. Huh? So that's why this scripture tells us this in Hebrews 13. Verse 1 says this. Let brotherly love continue. God always wants us to walk how? In love. Huh? Because we look like him. God is love. Amen. So that's always. Amen. But verse 2 says this. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Huh? See, he wants you to walk in love because sometime you can be entertaining an angel and not know it. And I know two that I entertained. Huh? One, my son Jalon, he was an angel. I'm up there saying it. I didn't know all this stuff. I'm just saying what God said to me. He was an angel, a messenger. I had to get that message. Amen. And then I was on the train one day, sitting by this lady. And I'm reading my little, what's those little books we get? Our little devotions. Yeah, Daily Word. I'm reading my Daily Word. And life in shambles. Life jacked up. Do you hear me? I'm sitting there just all messed up. But I'm sitting there reading that Daily Word, right? The train is about to come to the stop. The lady turns over and looks at me and says, your life is in shambles, pretty much. And I'm like, you know, that amazes me with things. I'm like, how does she know? I'm sitting here reading the Daily Word. Seems like my life should be perfect. Then she said, I want you to read Psalms 23, and it's going to comfort you, okay? I'm like, okay. So I'm getting off the train, and I'm looking for her, right? And I'm looking for her. That was it. Never seen her again. You know, the train is like, when we work downtown, you used to everybody who gets on that train. You know. Just out of nowhere. Lady told me that. So really, we got to be careful when we entertain strangers. But we walk in love, so we're going to show love because we look like our Father. Amen? Yes. Thank you, Lord. Now let's talk about Jesus. We like doing that. God talk about Jesus, who is the light of the world, right? The Savior of the world. Amen. See, the angels come to minister to us, right? But why did Jesus come? To save us. Amen. To connect us back to our Father. Amen. Jesus is heir of all things, saints. He is the Word and his power. Amen. He talks about Jesus being so much better than the angels. Huh? And have inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And you know what? Think about that plan. He had to have Jesus in that position because he was getting ready to go up against an archangel right down here. Right? So Jesus had to be made so much better. Huh? To take that archangel out. Huh? God is awesome. He knows how to do it, doesn't he? See, angels, again, are sent to minister to us. But Jesus came to save us. All right, look at Hebrews in your Bible. You're already in Hebrews 13, right? Let's look at the very beginning. Go to Hebrews chapter 1. So we're talking about Jesus, angels, and man, right? Hebrews chapter 1, look at verse 1, saints. It says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. So that scripture is saying, in the past, in times past, How did God speak to man? Through the prophets, right? Amen. Verse 2 says this, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son, whom he have appointed heir of what? Everything. By whom also he made the worlds. So in the time past, he spoke to us through his prophets. But now, Jesus is the word of God. He speaks to us directly. Huh? Through Jesus. Amen? Verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So Jesus, full of glory, brightness, came, purged our sins. What does that mean? He deleted them. He got rid of them. Yeah. Amen. Then he sat down at the right hand of the Father. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we say that all the time. Look at verse 4. Being made so much better. What did it say? So much better. Look at this scripture right here. Being made, now we know why. Being made so much better than the angels, as he have by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Thank you again, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He had to defeat that archangel, Lucifer, for us. Amen. Who came down here and wreaked havoc on man. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. But boy, when we're in Christ, ain't it good? Huh? Saying stuff like, touch not my anointed. Don't send no car at them. Do my prophet no harm. I like that. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. What was on verse 5, saints? Listen to this. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son? Did he say that to any angel, saint? This day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Jesus was above the angels. Amen. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God, come on. Worship him. Everything got to worship him. There are angels. When I was studying this, there are angels. Do you know that that's all their job is? They just worshiping him day and night. That's just all they do. Whoo, Lord. So we worship angels. I mean, we worship Jesus. The angels worship Jesus. And it says let anything that have breath praise him. Ain't that right? Everything is worshiping him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Look at verse 7. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? So the angels are encamped around us. They minister to us. They strengthen us. They keep us from falling. Satan knows that, too. Remember he told Jesus? He said, dash your foot against the rock. And if you fall, if you go on over that thing, the angels are going. He know the scriptures. That's what they do. God will command the angel. I believe when that car was just coming, I'm bracing. God commanded that angel. Yeah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Every time I think about that. Whew. But unto the Son, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Christ is above them. He's all in all over everything. Amen. Verse 10, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. He's forever. And he's in us. So what does that make us? Forever. Amen. Huh? We look just like him. We've received Christ. Huh? We're mind, body, spirit lined up with him perfectly. Amen. Oh, you got to see this one, saints. 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? God spoke that to Jesus. Only. He didn't tell none of the angels that. Amen. Listen to this, say verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Huh? Angels are ministering spirits sent forth to us, messengers, huh? To minister to us who are heirs of salvation. The angels were sent to minister to us saints, but Jesus came to do what? Save us. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You all in Hebrews 1? I'm going to give you one more. Let me give you this. Just turn to Hebrews 2. So we have a clear picture of what everybody's role is, right? Who Jesus is, right? And who the angels are, right? And who we are. Is the picture clear? All right, then let's look at verse 1 in Hebrews 2. It says, therefore, since the picture is clear, hey, right? Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. So we heard what? Today that angels are ministering to us and Jesus saved us, right? We heard that Jesus, the God, is speaking to us now through who? Jesus. Amen. Huh? He was speaking in the sundry times through the prophets, but now he's speaking through Christ. Amen. All right, look at verse 2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Amen. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. We like when God bear witness with them signs and wonders. Huh? I love that. See, the proof of the pudding is what? In the eating. Huh? You can say God is almighty, God is powerful, God is this, he's everything. Now, yeah, that's just, the proof is in the pudding. We know that. But when he comes with that demonstration of power, huh? When the car say, huh? When he come with that demonstration, that's when we really, really know and appreciate and thank him. Look at verse 5. For unto the angels have he not put into in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak? So it's saying in that scripture right there, that's a powerful, it said he didn't put the world to come in subjection for the angels. It said, for unto the angels he have not put in subjection the world. So who did he put in subjection the world to come for? Us. Come on, man of God. He put that in for us. Amen. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Somebody said that, right? Or the son of man that thou visiteth him. It says, but one in a certain place testified that. Huh? Who was that? It said, but one in a certain place testified that and said, Lord, look, what is man that thou mindful of? Why you love us like that? Amen. We know why already, right? But somebody said, Lord, why? Just like I said, why? And he gave me the answer. Amen. Well, let's find out who this was. Because it says, but one in a certain place. Who was that one? Turn to Psalms 8. I'm going to show you who that one was. Thank you, Jesus. Man is the image of God, saints. You all know who the one was. I'm not going to make y'all wait. King David was the one. King David was sitting there pondering the heavens and he was considering the heavens and the moon and the stars, and he was wondering, what about man? Who are we that you got all this? He was looking at the glory of God, all this in the celestial. He was just looking at, okay, Psalm 8, look at verse 3. Let's look at verse 1. Look at this. This is King David. He said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Look at God. When I considered thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What did he ask him? What is man, Lord, that thou art mindful of him, the son of man, that thou visitest him? He just had to know. Lord, what are we that you're mindful of us like this? Huh? You got all this, and you're thinking about us. We are your friend. Oh, what is that? That's amazing. Verse 5 says, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and has crowned him with glory and honor. God made us a little lower than the angels. Man. He's talking about man right here. And then he crowned us. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, that has put all things under his feet. Look at this. All sheep and oxen, yeah, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. He just took man and put us over everything. Who are we that he can... He took man and put us all in charge of everything. That's why a lot of this stuff is going on, because we're not taking authority. We in charge. David knew it. David said, who are we? I just want to understand why you did that. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let's go back to Hebrews. Thank you, Lord. We're going to read verse 6 again now that we know who the man was. It said, but one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that thou visitest him? Look at verse 7. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with the glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. What's not under us? Nothing. We're in control of what? Everything. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see who? Oh, Lord, have mercy. who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. He even took Jesus, made him a man, and made him lower than angels for the suffering of death. Then what? Crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for who? For all of us. Our God is an awesome God. For it became him for whom all things and by whom all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Jesus is something else too. Amen. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. Look at that. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them what? Friends. Friends. God is something. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. I will sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Louis Sapphire. Who is Louis Sapphire? Lucifer. Huh? Louis Sapphire. Huh? He had to destroy him. Huh? Because he had the power of death. He was fooling. He was tricking us with death. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. That's what I'm going to do. Huh? You're going to sin. I'm going to kill you. But Jesus came and got rid of that. Huh? He took Louis Sapphire out. Huh? He said he took that power of death. How did he do that? Because God raised him up. He said, that's not the end. Huh? You got him thinking it's the end. Oh, once I kill you, it's over. That's it for you. No, it's not. He raised him up. Oh, Jesus, that Jesus is something else. Woo. And delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to what? See, when you're afraid, they was afraid of death. So they was all their lifetime living in bondage. Thank you, Jesus, for now we know death is not the end. Amen. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, look at this, saints, but he took on him what? A man. He didn't take on the nature of angels. He didn't come here in the spirit like an angel, huh? And took on that nature of ministering to us. And he took on the seed of Abraham like a man. Wherefore, in all things, it behove him to be made like unto his who? His friends, us. That he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation, thank you, Jesus, for the sins of the people. Jesus understand everything we're going through. Why? Because he came and went through it without sin. So when we say, Lord, this is going on, and he understands. He knows it firsthand. See, the proof is not in the pudding. He just don't know it because you said it. He tasted it. Oh, I got to get that in y'all spirit. I got to get that one in y'all spirit. So next time they say the proof is in the pudding, you say, nah, maybe. I got to taste that pudding. I got to see if it's really in there. Then I'll prove it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 17 says this, wherefore in all things it behove him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. What does that mean, succor them? Huh? It says because he was tempted, succor means to assist them, to support them in times of hardship and distress. Because he went through the same thing, now he can deal with it in us. Hmm? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have everything we need in him, right? Do we have everything we need? Man, what do we have? We got the love of God, because God loves man, right? We got a great high priest. Jesus understands what we are going through and delivered us out of sin, right? We got that. And what else we got? We got angels encamped around us, ministering to us, strengthening us, and keeping us from falling. Are we ahead of the game, saints? Say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we in a good place. Amen. Are we in a good place, saints? What's going to bother us? Nothing. Amen. God has already prepared everything we need. Amen. And he won't allow us to be ignorant. He just keeps telling us one way or another, I'm with you. I got a plan for you. I got a plan for your life. I ordered your footsteps. Come on, let's go to work. Come on, whatever you do, I'll bless it. Just do something. If they're going to damn you anyway, just do it. Do it. They going to talk about you. Do it. They don't like you. Just do it. I'm going to still bless it. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. What's the time looking like? But yeah, this is first Sunday. I wanted to give you all some. I'm going to save it, though. This is first Sunday, and you all know.